Hi, I'm Dwayne Moore. Thank you for joining me with day two of week one of the Pure Praise podcast. These are devotional summaries from the Pure Praise Bible study. Yesterday, we saw that worship is a lifestyle. Everything in our lives, driving our car, mowing our grass, doing our schoolwork, even eating a cheeseburger, can qualify as pleasing acts of worship. But have you stopped to think why God enjoys even our most everyday tasks? My wife Sonia and I have two boys that are 3 years apart in age. Of this I am convinced. Being a dad is the best calling on earth. Those boys can almost always make me smile no matter what they're doing. I enjoy watching them play with their G.I. Joes and rescue heroes. By the way, these are not dolls. Just ask my sons. They'll tell you that boys don't play with dolls, only action figures. I love to hear them laughing as they watch their favorite cartoon or play out in the dirt. Sometimes I'll sneak into their rooms late at night just so I can see them sleeping. You see, these guys don't have to be deliberately doing something for me in order to please me. They bring me joy and pleasure simply because of who they are. They are my sons. They're a little reflection of me. It doesn't really matter what they do. Come to think of it, the only time they don't please me is when they don't obey me. Now let's read from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 through 14. In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory. And you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. Now, according to those verses, what did He choose us for? Over and over, Paul keeps repeating this awesome theme, to the praise of His glory. Paul wanted us to see the purpose for our being created. All He has done for us and in us is to the praise of His glorious grace. It brought Him pleasure to adopt us as sons and daughters. Teaching on the false theory of evolution has caused many to feel they have no purpose. After all, if we're nothing more than an accident, we really don't have any reason to be here. But the truth is that we have a Creator who had us in His mind, who chose us before the creation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says, the psalmist said, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it." That's Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14. Jehoshaphat in his prayer in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 7 reminded God of his dealings with them in the past. Well, why not? God's way with His people has always been to love us and make us more like Him. The fact that we are even living and breathing is proof of His grace and goodness. Because of who we are as His creation, we naturally bring Him praise. No wonder the children of Judah shouted, "Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever." My daily surrender. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, our spiritual act of worship is to lay ourselves down on an altar of surrender. God wants our hearts yielded to Him, pure and simple. As we lay our lives down for Him to fill and to use, we become expressions of praise to Him. And considering we were designed to bring Him glory, such an act is, as the King James Version puts it, very reasonable. Pray a prayer of surrender right now. My daily praise. The song Sanctuary is a wonderful song of surrender. If you know that chorus, sing it out loud as a prayer to God. The words are simple. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Thank you for joining me today I look forward to being back with you tomorrow for day 3. Thanks.